Francoise.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Now, for those of you just joining us after church, welcome to the show. In the first hour of the show, we do start at 11 a.m. We talked about some all sorts of stuff actually going on, going into the new year and whatnot. And then Lalo Alvarez, psychic, joined us and was talking about questions people are asking towards the end of the year, talked a little bit to me at the end. I only gave him a very brief moment to talk to me. I don't know why I do that. But Sean, very interesting first hour of the show.
It was, very much so.
Yeah, as we close out 2017. Lots of things happened to me this year. A lot of great things happened. Of course, TV show, riding in a Blue Angels jet, my media award. You guys, all of you out there, are going into, 15 years of traveling with Francoise on the radio and after 1 year on television. So definitely lots of things coming up for the new year. I'm really excited about that. Yesterday on Channel 3 KESQ, I talked about my New York trip that it just was on. And it just so happens that during the break, we went off because of Christmas and whatnot, I went to a media event for JetBlue, which has a nonstop to New York and back. Which, with all the snow out there, can you imagine being in 6 feet of snow?
No, I could not.
I can't. I mean, I stand up. I'm 5'7", I think, right in there. And I think that is above my head in snow.
That's just insane.
How do you even shovel it when it's above your head?
You don't.
I don't know. So let's not complain about our unseasonably warm weather.
Right, or our 40-degree nights.
Yeah.
We don't need to complain about that, I guess.
I know, because that's really, right. It's still cold, though.
Right.
It's still chilly.
It is still cold.
We're not used to that.
Yeah.
Well, we are used to it, but so for us, that's really cold. For all our snowbird friends, we always know who you are because you wear shorts no matter what degrees.
You know what's funny is when I go anywhere, if I'm wearing shorts, I'll tell my wife, I'm like, they're going to think I'm just some out-of-towner.
Yeah, because you're wearing shorts in
exactly.
the middle
and
of the winter.
And I'm freezing. I'm just being lazy and I didn't get dressed.
You didn't get dressed, yeah. So, well, JetBlue, they have what's called a mint class. And it is where now they have these seats that have massages. They lay flat. You get your own little cubicle. All this sort of stuff in some, not all their jets, but some of them. It's really nice.
It sounds very nice.
It is very, very nice. And they've decided they want to get away from using first class and the term coach.
That's not a bad idea.
I know. And I forgot. But I forgot the term that they used for coach. They had a different name for it. I don't remember what the name was. I don't know if it wasn't general seating. It was lounge or something. Anyway, I don't know. But they also have this little amenities section now, almost like a vending machine, but it's not. They have, once they serve you the free snacks and drinks, sodas and stuff, if you still want more, you can go up and get them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, for free. And sodas. My thing is, how many people are going to go up there and grab bags of almonds and all that sort of stuff?
You know, people are like that.
Yeah.
And I always tell my daughter, I said, see, we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Because there's always somebody there that wants to try to ruin it.
Somebody's going to go up and grab all that stuff. And they took away the curtain, too. That's one else thing I remember. They didn't like the fact that a curtain divides the passengers on the jet.
Right, right.
Yeah, so the curtain's gone.
Yeah, it segregates it.
Yeah, exactly.
It seem like, oh, they're better.
So they're not going to do that. Which is kind of funny, when coming back from New York, was on United, and the plane from Salt Lake City to Ontario, because we were routed to Ontario in the back because of what the weather had caused, my delay and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, once we got in there, the plane was basically empty, and they do have the seats up in front where there's only two to an aisle instead of three as you go farther back. And at one point, one of the airline stewards said, you can sit wherever you want to sit. Because there were some people that were next to each other, but yet there was a whole empty row next to them. Some people left and went up to those seats up front that were a little bit larger than the ones in back. Not much. I mean, but the plane was basically empty.
Right.
And they said no. They made a move.
Really?
Yeah. They said, we're sorry. The customers, which makes sense. The customers that are in these seats have paid more for these seats. So you're going to have to go find a seat in the back.
I think it makes sense until you're the one getting kicked out of the seat.
Yeah, I know. The guy was real embarrassed. I mean, he didn't see the red. They have a red stripe on the back of the seat, so they know the difference, the stewards, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but he was pretty embarrassed. He said, but she told us we could sit wherever we want, which she did.
Yeah, they should say, hey, you know, anywhere past here or however it might be. Yeah.
So the mint class on JetBlue is very, very good. All right, holiday travel. It's a big one, folks. It's this holiday travel has surpassed all numbers out there. It's gigantic, just so you know. Speaking of travel, today's show is presented by Coachella Valley Volkswagen, the official transportation provider of Traveling with Francois. Start the new year with a new car. All right, Joshua Tree. I don't know, you might have seen it in the news yesterday. They have more visitors coming. They had more visitors coming last year than ever. They have more coming this year, they say now. Joshua Tree National Park, the holiday crowds have been huge. Sometimes it's an hour or longer wait to get inside the park. The campgrounds are all full. They say plan, come early in the morning, avoid the midday congestion. And remember, they have more than one entrance at Joshua Tree. There's one along the 10 up by Patton Museum up in there.
Oh, yeah?
There's an entrance to Joshua Tree. And, of course, there's a one on the other side of the mountain. But they say check for the other entrances and use those. Not everybody wants to come to the same one. So if you're going to Joshua Tree, expect delays and, I don't know, maybe wait till the kids get back in school if you can.
Yeah. They got another
They have another week, don't they?
Yeah, my daughter has another week.
Yeah. Rose Parade tomorrow. New Year's Eve, even though for our Arizona friends that are going to be hearing this show next week, you're probably wondering how the people at Times Square dealt with the cold weather. It's supposed to be really cold this time. But something I found, and I'm not going to read all the ways to deal with cold weather at Times Square and all that sort of stuff. Something I read that pertains to all year long. They're talking about alcohol. It says, don't even think about it. Not only is it illegal to drink in the streets in most of these big celebrations, not even 4th of July, all that, you're not supposed to be drinking alcohol in the streets.
Right.
But people do anyway.
Well, I think you can in Vegas.
Oh, you can in Vegas?
I think you can. I could be wrong. Oh, don't do it and say I said.
Okay, yeah. Don't blame it on Sean. Sean, this radio show.
He said
yeah,
I could do
she
it.
Said, yeah. All right. But alcohol, they say, goes down warm and tingly. But it dilates your blood vessels and brings your blood closer to the skin surface and all the frigid air, making you feel colder. I did not know that.
I didn't either. I felt like it warms you up.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. And they say champagne is the worst.
I wonder why champagne is
the worst. I don't know. Something about the bubbles and the effervescence and all that sort of stuff. So they say don't drink until you get home. They also say when you're in a serious cold, once your feet get cold, you are in big trouble.
Yeah.
But my feet, I'm one of those, are always cold. So I must be in big trouble a lot of time. They get warm, my feet will get cold. But they say, just so don't be out there drinking. I thought that was interesting. I never knew that. So now we know. So drinking does not make you warmer.
Right.
So what about
hot
chocolate?
That fifth is not your coat.
Yeah. What about hot chocolate? What about apple cider?
Bailey's or
hot heat. I don't know. Boy. We'll have to ask Lalo about that. Maybe he knows. I'm not sure. All right. We had psychic Lalo Alvarez with us in the first hour as well, talking about New Year's coming up. And the 405 freeway. How many of you have been on the 405 freeway? Tons of you. It goes through Orange County. They have improvements that are coming up on the 405 now. Remember, they were working on the 91 forever. I think it's a 91. I don't know. They're working on the freeways always forever in California because it's never going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. But the 405, is going to go under a major renovation. It is supposed to start at the beginning of this year. It's going to take 5 years to finish this.
Wow.
5 years. They're going to add new lanes, 4 new lanes added when the project is complete. 16 miles of freeway, 16, not 60, 16 is going to be affected. 18 overpasses are going to be affected.
Wow.
And we know. Look at Jefferson now. Yeah. Is now open here. And you think nothing ever happened. Now that all the cones are gone, it's all done. We forget about all the time we spent avoiding that area or getting off there. To the cost of $1.9 billion. Billion.
That's a lot.
Million. No one even says thousands anymore. No one says $1,000.
So what pays for it? Just marijuana sales at this point?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the new marijuana law goes into effect also. All those little tax things, what are they called that they add on to your tax bill?
Oh, yeah.
What do they call them? I don't remember what they're called. Yeah, anyway. But they add them onto our bill, and we end up paying for them. We'll end up paying for them, of course, but $1.9 billion. So I would try to avoid the 405 for the next 5 years between. Yeah. And it connects. We've all been on the 405. But anyway, expect delays. And of course, they're going to have a website so you can see what's going on. But it's going to be quite a mess. But it needs to, that needs to happen here in the Valley. All right. What are we going to do? I think since Steve and Lalo are here, what we will do is let them come on in and we'll talk some travel with them. Talk about some things that happened in 2017, what's going into 2018. I have a little bit of travel news myself, but it's nothing that's earth-shattering that we can't wait and do next week if we don't get to it. We will be here next week, so not to worry. On that note, we're going to step aside. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, I brought them back. They were here in the first, part of the first hour. They weren't really here when they, just teasing. But we brought,
I'll never hear the end of it.
We brought them back in because now we are talking about travel. And joining us back again is Steve Canold. He is the founder of Adult Customized Tours. You hear about him every week on the show. I tell you about some adventure that they're on, something that they have coming up. It's on the website. It's all over. We're on Facebook everywhere. And Lalo Alvarez, who Lalo is the vice president of Adult Customized Tours. Yeah, so pull that mic close to you, Lalo.
Okay.
All right. Well, first, I have to find out, you guys went on this big trip to New Zealand.
Yes.
Yes. And how many people did you have going with you?
We had 108.
Oh, Sean and I were talking about that on the air because I kept talking about that you guys were there. And I'm saying, I don't even know, how do you keep 108 people in a group together and
first
keep
of all, you should know that
going.
On a tour, we wouldn't have that many. But this was a cruise to both islands of New Zealand. And whether there are people or others, you're going to have a full flight. You're going to have all the cabins taken on the cruise. So to that end, when you have that many people, it was fine. We had a table set up, an information table that we manned from 10 to 11 and from 4 to 5. To answer the questions, we started with 3 days in Fiji at the DoubleTree Hilton Fiji Beach Resort. That came down from flew there nonstop, and we were able to come down from the flight for a couple days in paradise, and then went to Sydney for 2 days before boarding the ship. So it was quite manageable. 108 people. I've got to tell you, unless someone knows something I don't, we didn't get one complaint.
Oh. Well, that's great. Well, you know what you're doing. You've been doing this a long time. And as we explain, every time you come on the show, you do customized tours. You're not a travel agent that someone calls to ask you for flights. Can you book a flight somewhere? Your specialty, which has been from day one, is organizing tours, then offering them to people. And yet you have companies that come to you and say, Steve, we would like you Adult Customized Tours to organize a tour for just our company.
Sure.
Right. You do a little bit of...
Well, we're registered with the State Attorney General's Office as a wholesale seller of travel. So we've catered to Riverside AARP. We have, of course, the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce. So we do groups. If you want a flight to Fresno and back, you wouldn't come to ACT.
Right.
But we do, on the other hand, offer our services because we're members of everything. If you wanted a cruise, we can book that for you and make sure that you get the insurance and we can give advice. So we do that all the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just and tours, in fact. I mean, somebody wanted to go to Spain and Portugal, and we put that together. We are affiliated with all kinds of companies that offer those trips that we don't. Otherwise, they can go to our email or our internet site, our website.
Our website, yeah.
I'm sorry, this is
That's
2018,
okay.
Almost.
I know, yeah, close, yeah.
That thing.
That thing that you use, that so many people
screen.
Use. And the good thing about you guys, and I say this, the good isn't even the word.
One of the good things.
One of the many is that you both have traveled around the world. And you still, in fact, someone was surprised. They said to me, because I told them that you were both on the New Zealand trip. They said, really? Steve still goes on trips with his clients? I said, yes, they love to travel. That's their world. Some people think, you know, they're used to talking maybe to agents or whatnot that don't go anywhere. They just sit in the office and try to tell, you know, help people out or whatever. But you guys experience, you have experience places around the world. So you really know how to answer those questions, because I'm sure you get some doozy of questions.
We've had a very fortunate life. We've been doing this since 1976, and we've been to all seven continents and every odd place from Myanmar to Easter Island and Yemen. My goodness, what's happened to that country. And as well as the usual London, Paris, and Rome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even some of the United States. Yeah. I was in New York, I was thinking about, see, you guys always pop up in my head because you were taking these tours to the theater district.
We have terrific Broadway show program in New York with five top Broadway shows, orchestra, front mezzanine seats, all Tony bound. And we stay at the Times Square Crown Plaza. Uh-huh. So this is a terrific program that's always popular. No, we do. And you went to Nashville with us.
I know. I went to Nashville. Of course, I've talked about that forever. And still, Nashville show's playing next week, I think, again. The New York, when is your next Broadway trip coming up?
It's always at the end of April,
Francoise. Okay.
Because that's just before the Tonys.
Okay.
So we've got a great lineup of shows.
All right, good. And all the information, folks, you can find ACT. Just go to the Traveling with Francoise website. Their information is right there. Okay, back to your trip to New Zealand. Lalo, your family went as well?
Yes, my niece. My niece and my nephew went.
Was this their first time?
First time. They was very excited, so that's this.
Yeah.
Very, very happy.
It's fun. I don't know. Cruising is such a fun way to drive. I like the fact that you unpack one time and you see all these different places. It makes it, I love it. But I don't know. I get asked all the time, oh, I don't know. Or people mention all the time, oh, I don't think I'll ever go on a cruise. And I always say, just try it.
Try one.
Have you ever followed that up and asked why they wouldn't?
Yes. Because they think that they still have that mind. There's still that stigma out there that people think, because I bring it up, that they have racetracks, golf courses, putting range. I mean, a driving range. They have everything on
cruise
ships.
Bumper cars
now.
And bowling alleys.
Exactly.
Now.
And they think, I'm afraid I'll get bored. That's what they say. I'm saying, what? You will not be bored. If you're bored, it's because you want to be bored.
Yeah. Not only that, but there are certain destinations. The Caribbean comes to mind. Greece comes to mind. That, yes, there's Athens and the Peloponnese Peninsula, but there's also Santorini and Rhodes and Crete. It lends itself to cruising.
Mm-hmm. This kind of makes me think of Cuba. Who was I was talking to? I met a writer the other night at the JetBlue event when they were showing off one of their new classes on the JetBlue Mint to Jet. And he was telling me that he did wrote about a bunch of motorcycle trips in Cuba. Mm-hmm. But he said basically everything at Cuba now has kind of come to a standstill, mm-hmm. that it mm-hmm. didn't all pan out like everyone thought it was going mm-hmm. to. From your end of it, Steve, what's going on? What happened with Cuba?
Well, we can start with a series of hurricanes that hit recently. We had a group 45 there that sneaked in between the hurricanes, but that was terrible publicity. The other thing, of course, is the White House has put a travel warning, Americans not to travel to Havana because of the sonic attack at our embassy. So that was no good. You know, these are flash in the pans. They become open to the people, to the public, and everyone wants to go. But then, there's people that say, "I'm not going to go there." That's a repressive government, and I understand that kind of reasoning as well. But it is true, Francoise. The airlines have cut down their mm-hmm. their flights there, or ceased going completely. But we'll see.
Did you see, because you follow the travel industry, I mean, it's what you guys do.
Yes.
You follow it. Did you see this coming? Did you think that it would be East Berlin, the wall came down, Because it kind of reminded me of what you said there, flash in the pan, people, everybody thought they wanted to see it, and then after a while they didn't really care anymore. It's so new with Cuba. Did you see it coming to a standstill, even with the hurricanes and whatnot, this quickly?
No.
No.
How about that? Yeah. No. Because it's like going back to 1950. Have you been to Cuba?
No, I have not.
It's like traveling to 1959. I mean, the thing with those Cadillacs and that pull up and the taxis and things. It's very fascinating, and they're very literate people. I mean, but they can't go to even another Caribbean island. They are prisoners of their own island. But having said that, you know, and a lot of maybe the problem is too the things from the past, like Hemingway's house and where he wrote Old Man and the Sea. This appealed to a certain generation, which is no longer with us. You think the kids now want to? Who's our Miss Hemingway?
Right. They want adventure. But yet, the people I've talked to that have been on your trip, I have some listeners that went on their own with just a group that they belong to, and they loved it. I mean, they really were fascinated, and they said the people were so nice and so friendly and welcoming. So you don't know, do you?
The whole area, the Caribbean, has taken a hit. If you want to find a sail on cruising, you go to... Go to the Bahamas, you go to the Virgin Islands, because they're all, certainly San Juan, Puerto Rico, they're all sort of being avoided by people. We had 9 people cancel our trip because they said, I'm not going to go on a devastation cruise. And the people that went, because that featured stops in Key West and Havana. But they had, you know, these ports that depend on tourist money, they don't waste time cleaning up.
They're right. All the reports say, come on back. We're ready. Okay, folks, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. As we close out 2017 and make our way into 2018, which travel is bigger and better and stronger than ever? Joining us is Steve Canol, the president of ACT Adult Customized Tours, along with Lalo Alvarez, the vice president. These guys keep it going, along with Tina Spencer and Linda Rose, which always answering the phone. Everybody's answering the phone over there. And by the way, I loved your holiday decorations. I was there. You guys were not. I don't know where you were. You were off doing some fun stuff. And all your trees, Lalo, beautiful job. Oh, I hear that
you.
It was you that did that.
Thank you.
Not one tree, but I think I counted 4 or 5 trees. I'm not sure.
4 trees.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees in there, but they were all beautiful. Okay, you guys have been having your Travel Club of the Desert meetings for how long?
You know, this is now going to start our fifth year of this.
And little do you know that there are a lot of Traveling with Francoise people that go that don't say anything to you guys. They like to sit in the back.
I know there
they
are a lot of your listeners.
They don't say, but they always, are you going to France? And I haven't been able to go the last couple, and I feel really bad because I love going to these meetings. They're so informative, first of all. Your guests are phenomenal.
We got a good one coming up on Wednesday.
You do, and we want to talk about it. Plus, they have free cookies too, folks. But you guys do a really fun job with
all
this.
It's after Christmas.
I know, right? Cookies is a free travel meeting, and I like the fact that you offer to the people what they want to do. It's up to them, but you give them choices and options and information, and that's what I like about this. You don't go in there because I know people worry. Oh, are they going to try to sell me on a trip? Or you know how that goes. And they don't want that. They want to go in, they want to learn and have fun and have options and choices, and that's what you do. So you have one once a month. It's the first Wednesday of every month.
Yes, ma'am.
This one coming up is January 3rd. It is at the Best Western Plus Palm Desert Resort right there off of 111. You can't miss it. It's on the right-hand side if you're going east, left-hand side if you're going west. And you guys are in this big conference room. So what do you have going on to start?
And it's from 1 to 3.
1 to 3. And it's free, and you're kicking off the new year. What's going on at the first travel club this year?
Well, Lalo and my passion is the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. That's a no-kill shelter, and it costs something like $24,000 a month to keep these places open.
Yeah.
So For the last 3 years, we have doing a fundraiser for them. Whatever you contribute, up to $50 to the Humane Society, we will double as a travel credit. So if you put, if you give $25, we'll give you $50 off your next tour. And it doesn't have to be one of ours. You could want to go someplace. As long as you book it through ACT, you'll get that credit. Up to 50 per person. So if you give us $50 to the Humane Society, we'll give you a $100 credit to apply to any tour. So that is on tap. But we also have a couple of very good speakers. One of them is Tammy Searles, who is a noted lecturer, and she is a technology wizard. She's dynamic, and her specialty is travel. How technology can help you during your vacations and protect you. So she's it's a very interesting speaker, and TammyandFriends.com is her website. But it's you can see all of the different she actually holds seminars on how to travel safely. Interesting speaker, so she'll be there. Also, we all know what a good travel tour guide is, but what how do they actually feel about their charges? What can travelers learn to do better, according to a noted tour guide? Kelly Thomas, who has taken people around the world, a lot of tours within the United States through Caravan and Gate One and others, will be there to talk, to give you an insider's view on how travelers and his stories about travelers. It should be very fascinating. We also have the Horticulture Society. Has Shauna Winters been on your show?
Yes, we talked about the tulip cruise coming up in April.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
yes.
A tulip cruise, but she's also, through ACT, is offering six new horticultural tours to various gardens in the Southland, day tours.
Oh, great.
And she's going to be unveiling those at the Travel Club. So, plus, we have our prize giveaways, and we have free parking, free refreshments. Anybody who has a passion for travel, and I suppose that any listener listening to Traveling with Francoise is one of those.
I think.
No membership fee. Just come and meet friends that all have share a passion for travel.
For travel.
And that's the fun. That is also the fun part of it, is you get to go and you have your little break right in the halfway point. Everybody gets a chance to get up and mingle, because you have people that have been coming faithfully, unless they're on one of your trips, which I notice you try not to have something going when you have a travel club meeting. You try to make sure that everybody's available to come.
You know what? It's been incredible that we've always been in town for that first Wednesday of every month.
Yes, you do that. And you have your clients who bring their friends. Just bring whoever you want.
It's fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's very casual, very low-key. And you have in the beginning, you talk about what's happening in the world of travel. You let your clients get up or their friends talk about where they've recently been. So it really is. You don't want to miss it, folks.
You know, the director of travel in Israel, and he is a guide there that has all kinds of kudos and acclaims, but he is a really noted individual in Israel, Israeli. He is flying out next month, February, strictly to talk to our travel people.
See, you guys are well known in the industry.
Good. And
very
and,
good
and
reputation.
The other guest on that month is Janet Landfried, who will be taking us on board the Trans-Siberian Railway.
Boy, that's another thing. My list is way too long. Again, so that's Wednesday, January 3rd from 1 to 3, and that happens over at the Best Western in Palm Desert. Free membership. Just come on over. Sit back.
Are you going to be there, I hope?
Yes. I marked it on my calendar.
Good.
I will be there this time. I don't know what has happened the last couple.
We want to introduce Francoise as if nobody knows her, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but anyway, I missed going, but I can't wait to get back. You always have great guests there. Okay, 2018. Wow, I was talking to Tina when I was in the office looking at the beautiful trees. She says we are just going gangbusters for 18. She said, we already are thinking about 2019 because we have so many things going on in 18. Give us some highlights of tours that you have available to folks to go on.
Well, one of them that is coming up is in February, and it is through the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to sign up for these, by the way. It's just that they're sponsoring them, which means that they include transfers from the desert to LAX and back. And it's a great trip to India during the Holi Fest, which is a colorful, it's a celebration of the end of winter and into spring. But that includes, of course, New Delhi, Jaipur, where they have the Pink Palace. This is Jaipur is where the loveliest Hotel Marigold
The Marigold Hotel.
All those things are set there. It also includes, of course, Agra. You've got 3 days there to see the Taj Mahal and so much more. And then this year, next year, we are also including in that program, the Golden Triangle, we're including two nights in Ranthambore Bengal Tiger Sanctuary, where we take you on safaris in search of the Bengal tigers.
Wow.
Very exciting. And the extension to that is Kathmandu in the Kingdom of Nepal, nestled in the Himalayas.
And
the Valley of the Himalayas, so you can breathe.
Okay. And people can sign up now for these trips. You are taking registration now?
Yes, we still have space for the India trip, believe it or not, for about the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we encourage, and this is a great trip, and my gosh, it's $24.95, including your airfare, folks.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, I wanted to ask you
five-star
the price.
Hotels.
And Steve knows that I'm what. Our first time we met, I said, I don't talk about prices, Steve. He's never let me live that down. But I am curious about the price for the Bengal tigers. I know a lot of people are saying, okay, well, how much does it cost?
$24.95
for the Bengal tiger trip?
Yes.
Holy smoke.
No, have the Taj Mahal. This is the whole Golden Triangle.
Thing. Oh, okay.
This is New Delhi, and these are all five-star hotels. Most of your meals, entertainment while you're there, sightseeing, a full-time tour director, of course, English-speaking. Mm-hmm. This is what travel should be. It's like walking into a National Geographic magazine. A lot of people, when you went, Lalo, I think you said, I don't want to go because I want to see beggars and flies on their faces. And none of that is there.
Oh, you didn't really want to go.
No,
and have you been?
No, when I went, it was...
Yes, he designed these trips.
Oh, you put this trip together. Oh, yeah. So you were...
It's the opposite.
All right, I'm going to say, when you mentioned India, a lot of people right away, you mentioned India just in travel, they kind of go, and then you say, have you ever been there? No. So what do you have to say to people that have never been to India?
I recommend India.
Why?
Because it's an experience, unique experience.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And it's safe and it's fun.
Really? It's also very spiritual.
It's spiritual, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, where did you just recently, and why do I get off track like this? Didn't you were talk to a shaman?
Yeah, we went to Kenya.
In Kenya, that's right. We talked, and that was...
For me, was the best thing ever happened.
And so the spiritual part of these trips just sort of comes to you.
Meet somebody.
Yeah.
Always, huh, Steve? Always meet somebody.
Fascinating. Okay. And then you have... Not all your trips are not always big, long 10, 12, 14 day trips. Some are 7. You have day trips as well, all year long.
We do. We have day excursions so people don't have to drive into LA or Santa Barbara or some of these places that we offer. Of course, the beach is always popular for people that are here from Minnesota and Michigan that come out that want to see our Rivieras.
Yep.
We have, and if you go to our website, these are all posted under the day tours as well as the internationals. Our next tour is also in February. It's to the Seychelles Islands and Mauritius and Madagascar and Réunion. A lot of French colonies there.
Yeah.
That's a sold out trip. So, but these are the kind of things that we do, so many travel agents, like you said, that they haven't been east of Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Or they'll sell Hawaii, which is a lovely place. But how many operators will go to Easter Island, or they'll go to Antarctica or the Seychelles? And this is the kind of stuff we do. But we've been to these places before. Therefore, we know what we're selling. And even if it's just free advice, give us a call. We're happy to answer your questions.
I have more people call me because I have, from day one, I am not a travel expert. And every time I get an email or a phone call about a trip of any kind, I send them right to you guys.
Thank you.
I always do, because you guys, you know, ACT Adult Customized Tours knows. That number is 760-322-1247. That's 322-1247. It's on the website. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to let you leave now, and then I'm going to wrap up the last show for 2017. And I'll see you next week.
I will see
at the Travel
week.
Club of the Desert on
Happiness
Wednesday.
Happiness and wellness in 2018 to all of you listeners and to you.
It's going to be a great... Yes. Well, I'm not going there. That's right. I'm not going there. Remember? 2018.
Oh, yeah.
It's just here. Just yeah, that's right.
Good year.
Okay, folks. We're going to... I'll be right back.
New Year.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to the last show of 2017 right here on Traveling with Francoise. Okay. This segment of the show is brought to you by two places, the Braille Institute and Rancho Mirage. We talked about them in the first hour of the show. Take advantage of all they have to offer. And Angel View Marts. We also talked about them in the first hour of the show, angelview.org, so you can find out where one of their many marts are. They also have today going on at the YMCA, they have a swimathon going on. So if you have time, go on over there and help out. Now, we do have, I had all this to give. You know how I get when I have guests on and stuff. If you want any one of the two, you can't have them all, but you can pick one of these three that I have to give away. You can either have two passes to the Career Builder Challenge. They're good for any day, including the concerts that they have. They're good for one day on any course, so you can only use them once, but there's two of them. You can have that, or you can have two tickets to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Or you can have two tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. So any of the three, you can have one of the three. Give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. And take your pick of one of the three if you so choose. All right. And if you don't, well, that's fine, too. It's all up to you. 760-440-8255. Now, in travel news, I wanted to let you know that the Blue Angels jets, they are back in El Centro at the Naval Air Facility in El Centro. They came in on January, well, it's scheduled to arrive, they aren't back yet, on January 3rd. And they have a media day going on and all this sort of stuff, but I won't be able to make it, but they will. So that means they will be down in El Centro practicing, doing all their stuff. I guess they circle around the field before they do land. And that's a big deal because they're back to do all their training until, I think, the beginning of March. And then they have their free air show. So if you're down in the El Central area, just park outside the air facility somewhere. Well, not right along the fence. I don't think they'd like that. But you can watch them do practice out there. It's quite amazing. And what else? Let's see. The last tribal village in Yosemite is being rebuilt. All right. That is, it says, the American village, the last Native American village in Yosemite Valley, destroyed 40 years ago, is being rebuilt in the same spot of the Miwok Indian use. Oh, they're doing it so the Indian use can learn about their culture. So reconstruction of the village started in 2009, and so far a roundhouse foundation has been built, but the project was halted in 2011 because of safety concerns about construction and probably money as well, but now it is back on track. The aim of the village is to continue our culture and educate our youth. That's really the bottom line. So there you go. That will be in Yosemite. And if I recall, there was an article in the paper here in the Coachella Valley about the last person who spoke the language for the Morongo Indians, one of the tribes that we have here, passed away. So that is, you know, those languages... You have to preserve all that. You really do have to preserve all that. Also, there are some free park entrance days. Remember, there's a big uproar about the raising the prices of the national parks to get in. They go by cars. They're talking about raising up to $70 a car for entrance fee. So we will see how all that pans out. But there are four free days that are coming up in 2018 that you can go to a national park and, of course, not pay. January 15th is one of them, Martin Luther King Day. April 21st, the first day of National Park Week, is another. September 22nd, National Public Lands Day. And November 11th, Veterans Day. Those are the free days for you at the National Park System. So definitely want to take advantage of that. All right. Don't forget to have our Quartzsite bus trip, thanks to Renova Energy. That is coming up in January 31st. So go to the website for all of the information. It's going to be just a fun day of shopping and goofing around over there in Quartzsite. I might give you a little history on the bus on the way over there. But definitely sign up now because our bus is filling up. All right. And we have some other travel news. What people like to treat themselves. What is a luxury traveler? What is a luxury traveler looking for? Sean, if you were a luxury traveler, what would be high on your list?
Room service. Like, not room service, but being left alone when I want to be left alone.
Oh, being... Okay.
But being able to do stuff when I want to do stuff. You know, sometimes when you want to sleep in, maybe if you did something the night before and you want to sleep in a little bit and somebody's beating on your door because they want to, you know, turn the sheets or whatever they do in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put stuff up, but over time...
If that was something that was really big in luxury travel, is to have that constant room service.
Right.
But now they...
It can be a distraction.
Is a distraction. Somewhere one time, at 10 o'clock at night, someone was pounding on the door. And this wasn't in Las Vegas, by the way. This was out in Borrego Springs, in fact, at a different resort that I stayed at once, believe it or not. I'm not the Borrego Springs Resort, Golf Resort and Spa, where I always stay. But this one time, because of a media thing that was going on. Anyway, at 10 o'clock at night, someone was on the door. And I thought, what the heck's going on? And I just got back in from a party that was there. And the person wanted to turn down the bed at 10 o'clock at night. And I said to her, isn't it a little late to be turning down the beds, especially out in Borrego Springs? Because, you know, a lot of stuff doesn't happen at night except the beautiful stars. And she said, well, I'm from Vegas. And in Las Vegas, we do it at 10 o'clock at night. And I said, yeah, but you're not in Las Vegas now. Yeah. But it was annoying because this person was pounding on the door, not just knocking. So I know that everybody around
everybody
was hearing this person go from door to door pounding on the door. So anyway, all that can be annoying. However, please put your privacy sign out now, because now...
But do you also lock the top?
I do.
I do too.
I lock everything.
Like I shouldn't have to, but I do. I feel like I need to lock everything down or else I don't feel like I'm secure in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just do it because they're there. It's just a habit. I don't really worry that... I'm going to say it. I do. I feel very secure. I can't think of the last time I did not feel secure in a place I was staying.
I don't mean secure as in a safety thing. I'm thinking as
someone just barging
out of the shower,
in.
Yeah, they're coming to put a mint on my pillow.
That used to be a problem also.
Right.
You should always lock that top door. But now a lot of times when you lock from the inside, there's a little light that goes on outside so they can see that somebody's in there. But if you do put your privacy sign out,
they shouldn't come in.
They should not come in. In fact, you will find often now they will call and say, we tried to get in. We tried to deliver something. You have the privacy sign out. And even housekeeping now, if they see a privacy sign out, they will call the room and say, food delivery, room service. The front desk will call and say, you have your privacy sign out.
Yeah.
What do you want?
That's good, though.
Yeah. What do you want room service to do? Because I think they had many incidents like that were bad.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
That they don't want to. So on that note, I guess, it looks like here 49% of U.S. travelers reveal that they're likely to splurge on travel experiences. That's what they want, the experience. They don't care about always the amenities, but what goes along with it. 2/3 of the millennials are drivers in the luxury travel space. Nearly 66% have indulged in luxury travel in some form. So luxury travel is definitely stepping it up, but you get a lot with it. Always make sure you get what you pay for. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. That's it for us. We'll be back next week with a new show, another show. We'll be right here in studio. Have a wonderful, safe, and happy new year out there. Good luck to us all in 2018. What can I say? Sean, thanks for a great 2017. We'll see you next week, folks, on Traveling with Francoise. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.